Doesn't grow. Joe Biden landed this morning and has already revealed who he thinks was responsible for an explosion at a hospital in Gaza, which Palestinian officials say has killed at least 500 people.
I'm deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. But there's a lot of people out there not sure.
Israel's military held a news conference earlier to show evidence which they say shows they didn't cause the blast, but a Palestinian group did. Islamic Jihad have strongly denied one of their misfired rockets was responsible. Hamas agree with them too, insisting it was the Israelis. A man found guilty of helping to smuggle thousands of people across the English Channel has been sentenced to 11 years in jail in Belgium. Hawa Ramipur was arrested by the National Crime Agency in East London last year and extradited. Here's our Europe correspondent, Adam Parsons.
Ramipur sought asylum in Britain, made a life in London, initially set up a barber shop, then a sweet counter. But he was living a double life, using that shop as a front for taking payments and organising cross-channel crossing.
Unions are warning the rate at which the cost of living is rising is still painfully high, despite figures showing it was unchanged last month. The Prime Minister says great progress has been made in bringing down inflation. More than 80% of EFL players feel not enough has been done to keep them safe from physical harm on the pitch. The Professional Footballers Association surveyed over 100 members. And Britney Spears says she had an abortion over 20 years ago while dating Justin Timberlake. The details in her upcoming memoir, which is due out later this month. Timberlake has yet to comment. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's 16 degrees, heavy rain and a moderate breeze. It's a little bit of sunshine poking through the clouds today up until about 3 o'clock and then it will be raining, about 80% chance actually from 5 o'clock onwards through to about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then tomorrow it's going to start off with a 50% chance of rain, going up to about 70% chance by later in the evening. So, yeah, not particularly very nice for the next couple of days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I might buy the Britney Spears book. It looks like it might be quite interesting to read. But things, you know, I suppose they've got to get some salacious sort of, you know, headlines out there to get the book sales. Although I think with all her followers, she wouldn't have to do too much. But, yeah, talking about things that happened, I don't know, because there's some things, I mean, if I wrote, nobody be interested, but if you wrote a life story, there's things that you do or things that happen that you're probably not proud of or things that happen that are errors that, you know, nobody's perfect, you know, that's why we shouldn't really expect our politicians to be, but, you know, nobody is perfect. So it's a bit, I don't know, they're waiting for Justin Timberlake's comment. I don't think he'll say anything. Would you think he'll, I don't know. Why would you say? I mean, it's a bit difficult because if he doesn't say anything, then people are going to go, oh, he never mentioned anything about it. So he's in a bit between like a rock and a hard place, isn't he? I don't know. You've got to have these headlines because then it makes you want to buy the book and see what else is in there, I guess. I would buy it because I think it'd be quite an interesting story of, you know, of her life and her work, how hard she worked for all those things. Now she's just on socials sort of spinning around, dancing the same dancing little pairs of pants and not much else, and it's quite, you know, I don't know, it's, I feel a bit sorry for her really. Well, she's got a cracking figure, but I don't know, it's just the whole the Instagram kind of account. I mean, I do follow her, but I just think it's, you know, just a bit, I don't know, it's just a bit lonely is what I would say, not so much sad, just lonely possibly. But, you know, I don't know. She probably has a right laugh afterwards. She does these videos, probably goes, I'm going to put those out. People think I'm lonely or mad. I don't care. I don't know. Who knows? Loads of stories in the papers at the moment. But as you know, with what's going on in the world, I'm trying to not comment on the show because I want to try and keep the show nice and light. There are other places you can go to read up on what's happening in the world. It's a dreadful state of affairs, that's all I will say, and very, very sad all round. And yeah, exactly. So yeah, won't get too involved in that, but we're gonna have some nice music, a bit of chat, a bit of a laugh. I'm wearing a sleeveless top today. Obviously I've got my cardigan over the top of it, but I was feeling, I didn't know what to wear today. It's kind of like, do I wear a jumper? I actually got a jumper out. I thought, shall I wear my jumper? It doesn't really fit me very well anymore, but I thought, shall I wear that? And I thought, is it jumper weather? And I thought, maybe not, because I don't like overheating. But it's a short sleeve jumper. You know, it's like when you get short sleeve coats and you're like, what, who, why? And I bought one a couple of years ago. So it's a 3/4 length sleeved coat. So it's lovely. But if you wear it in the winter, you're like, my arms are freezing. You have to have long gloves on it. It doesn't make sense. It's a padded coat, but it just, it's like, why would I want just from below my elbow down to be cold? It's not, you know, I don't mind, I like it. I like the winter thing when you go to the coast and you've got a scarf on and a little, you know, you've got your coat and you're wrapped up warm. I don't like being cold. It's like, I don't like being hot either. Hot, I don't like that. On holiday, it's different because you can wear, you know, wear your shorts and you're not bothered. I'm not bothered on holiday. But when it's in the UK, I don't wear shorts in the UK. Very good reason, because they look awful. On holiday, I don't care. When I'm here, I do. But I don't like overheating. So today I've got like a mixture. So I've got my sleeveless top on, okay, and then my cardigan. Cardigans, you can laugh, but cardigans, I've bought a really fashionable one from a TikTok shop, and cardigans are back in. They are the new, I can't even think what was in fashion recently, but anyway, they're the new thing for all the hipsters. There we go. And I've got one. I bought a black cardigan. In fact, I'll look just like Shakira wearing it. If she wore a cardigan, that is. Here she is with Whenever. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Get in contact. Find me on socials across Instagram, TikTok, Facebook and Twitter at Eat My Brunch.
Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love a foreign land for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I will climb the Andes solely to come with freckles on your body.
all at once. Stop dead at the door. I'm smiling like I caught up with God and he told me not to worry at all. Yeah. Supersonic, half a night. Maybe I'm overtired. I'm laughing just a little too much. I'm remembering the way that it was. Found it, wanted to stay, my broken heart starts to race. Can't look away, can't look away. Now I'm up so close, in a blinding light, I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like. This. I'm breathing like I finished the race. Eyes burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic. The second I felt the rush over my spine. I'm staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
I know you say you're ready to change, but I need to get it down on paper. Your face, you're ready to blame the first guy in line to catch the train. I'll save your seat, 'cause you don't stand for what you preach. You're singing with a broken string, tell me what you really mean. Do you know what you want? Well, be so tip your hat and you might get back whatever you need is up ahead. This train won't stop for anybody to get off. You're singing with a broken string, tell me what you really mean. Do you know what you want? Well, be anyway.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
And now we've got a first play coming up next. This is Ben Rowe, R-O-W-E, and this track is called In Vain. If you want the links, all you need to do is go to Eat My Brunch on Facebook or Eat My Brunch on Instagram, and you can click through all the artists' list there and you can click on their details.
Take me away. Oh, I'm going crazy.
That was the first play for Ben Rowe in a vein. Coming up next here, the Sherlocks with Remember All the Girls.
Remember. They talked like they were 25, they knew all that there was to life. Well, I'm so wishing I knew more. Where will I be when this is over? How will I feel looking back over my shoulder? If you see me, will you remember me? Or will I be another face in the crowd? Don't believe what they're saying. Everything is gonna
Now I have to say a big happy birthday. It's 11 years since Chicken and Frog set up in Brentwood. They're now on Crown Street doing brilliantly. So a very, very, very happy birthday to everybody at the Chicken and Frog. To Natasha and Jim and crew, have a great one. This is for you. A bit of Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, makeup. Make sure they get your good side, good side. If the words unspoken get stuck in your throat, send a treasure token, token. Write it on a pound note, pound note. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. There must be something inside. We don't follow fashion. That'd be a joke. You know we're gonna set them, so everyone can take note when they saw you kneeling. Quite words that you mean. Opening the eyeballs, eyeballs, pretending that you're Al Green, Al Green. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Something inside.
Natasha said they do like a little bit of Adam Ant. I thought you might do. Hopefully you're dancing around. Have you got the day off? Are you working today? Is the shop open down the 11th birthday? That's what I want to know. Good song choice. Yes, Adam Ant. Yes, he's still got it. He's still doing gigs, isn't he? Should send you a ticket. Have you got bit? Have you seen him in a lot of these bands, like from the 70s, 80s, 90s, they're all, you know, they all go out and do loads of gigs and stuff. In fact, when I spoke to Roachford last week, he's doing lots of Christmas gigs. And I know quite a few people are going to see him, actually. Yeah, he was a big part of Mike and the Mechanics, and I didn't even know that. If you want to check the interview out, really interesting talking to Roachford, because he's a fantastic songwriter and had some amazing tracks. And also with Beverly Craven. Not Beverly Craven, Beverly Knight. They're slightly different vocalists, Beverly Craven. Beverly Knight, who is she's amazing, isn't she? What a voice she's got. There is a little bit online with Zoe Ball where she is Beverly Knight singing live, and there's an actor who was in Jurassic Park, and I can't remember, the tall, lanky guy with the glasses. He's got a lovely speaking voice, and I can't think of what his name is. It's gone. But he's just going wow to the camera because she's singing live. She's amazing. Talking about people that are fantastic songwriters, and I was just mentioning him, I'm going to play this by Roachford. This is Kathleen. I love this. 80s at its best. It's the new 2023, you know. It's not really. Well, the music's come round again. The sounds of the 80s are back.
Standing by the subway, waiting for
classic. That is Roachford with Kathleen. And you can hear him sing all of his hits and more. Check him out online because he's starting his tour on the 1st of December. And he's going to be at the O2 on the 2nd of December. All the details on our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for today. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, heading up towards the M11. You've got a nice clear run, no problems there. And heading down from Brook Street roundabout to Lakeside. Let's have a little look. Is flowing nicely, not busy coming back through the tunnel at the moment. Along the High Street, A1023 is fine. The temporary traffic signals on that King's Road have now gone because I travelled up there this morning. That's absolutely fine. A12 is running smoothly. Speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16 due to the road surface repairs on the A12, but not too much of a problem at the moment. It's got here, though, at Stock Road, Gallywood. There is reports of a problem. Traffic is coping well. Police are on the way to investigate, so there might have been an accident. Can't see any tailbacks there at the moment, but there's just be aware there is a little bit of a problem there. Can't see any other issues on the roads at the moment. It's pretty quiet today. More traffic and travel in an hour. Oh dear, what was that? I'm doing very well. Sorry, I thought something had fallen down my top. I'm doing very well with my not eating during the show, which started last week. Because I normally have a biscuit, don't I? Something a little bit munchy. But I've been doing really well of not having anything, which is not like me. I actually, last week, I think I did have a little bit of fruit. I've got an apple in my bag. I could have a bit of an apple. Do I fancy an apple? See, I used to bring in an apple, okay, years ago to the studio, and a knife, because I like to cut an apple with a proper, you know, knife. And it wasn't until somebody said to me, because I was sorting something out in my bag, and I went, you've got a knife in your bag? I said, well, yeah, I have an apple. They said, where's the apple? I said, well, I've eaten it. They said, but if you got stopped by the police, you've got a knife in your bag. And I went, yeah, but I've had an apple. They said, but the apple isn't there. And even if it was, that's not an excuse. You can't carry a knife with you. And I kind of, did you know what? You would think that I would know, but and I went, oh my God. Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. It was only a little chopping knife, but, you know, it's not a massive knife, but it's still a knife. It's still a knife in my bag, so I don't, you know. And I don't like biting into an apple. I don't know why. Not because I'm lazy. I like to sort of make nice, you know, cuts on an apple. I find it very therapeutic. You get things that you do, don't you? You get these little things that you... they're little habits that you have. I think that's the word, little habits you have. We've got some more brand new music coming up in the next... 15 minutes with the Mackenzie Fix, The Beginning of the End, which is a brand new track. So I'm going to be playing that out for you as well. Got some brilliant new music on the show today. And I might look around for a funny story, if I can find a funny story, because at the moment there's nothing particularly laughing out there. Oh, I do like this next track, though. This is Teddy Swims. He's amazing. You should see him. He's on TikTok. Amazing, brilliant, fantastic, superb, creative. There we go.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Feel like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, bright magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin ain't.
I wanted it. Was that? These
great track. Ben and Jason with their guitar. Right, we've got some brand new music coming up, and let's get the ads.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Phoenix FM.
Here is brand new music. This is the Mackenzie F, the Mackenzie Fix, the beginning of the end. First play on Phoenix FM.
The beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning. Whoever would have thought it, all of those too much of this, too little of that.
Terribly sad to hear it.
What in the world is happening? Many can't fear it. A silver spoon is tarnished, as was told of old. Though the riches remain in the soul, and always there you'll find your gold. The beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning. Whoever would have thought it, all of those who bought it, too much of this, too little.
Terribly sad to hear it.
What in the world is happening? Many can't fear it. A silver spoon is tarnished, as was told of old. Though the riches remain in the soul, and always there you'll find your
are they never begin?
That's my concept of sin. Does heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Look at us now.
We're driving.
Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Life's a drive through a dust bowl. What's it do a young soul? We are deeply concerned. Someone stops for directions. Something responds deep in our engines. We have all been burned. Will heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. This is one race he won't win.
Life's no cruise.
Cause life's no cruise. We're the cool chick. Too many folks feeling car sick. But it never pulls in. Mercy's thoughts, pretty streamers. Guess this world needs its dreamers. May they never. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. Some things hurt more.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.